Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Today we have a very special guest with us, and it's so exciting. She played Allison Lash in 4 episodes in season 5. She was in Up in Flames, you know, the fire. They were burned in the bathroom together, Kelly.
But and bonded for life.
Yeah, it's a strong bond. We're so happy to get to talk to her. Let's bring her in.
Sarah Melson.
Ha-ha.
Hi.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, my gosh. You look the same.
I was just going to say the same thing about you guys.
Oh, you look so much better than we last saw you in the hospital. In your mummy outfit with your burns from head to toe.
I know, right? That was
what
hilarious.
What the heck?
Oh my gosh. Well, let's go right into that.
Did you know that you were going to have to be, you were going to have to take the brunt of the burns?
I
between
did
Kelly
not
and-
know. And it's funny because I remember I was like, I had no idea. I had never been in that kind of extreme makeup situation before, you know? And it's like, you know, you read about like people who have, you go through it with like transformation, you know, into like Helen Mirren just played like mm-hmm. Gold in My Ear. And I saw wow. the screening of that and it was like complete transformation with like prosthetics and, you know, this was borderline. I mean, it was like a lot.
Luckily, all that showed was like your eyeballs and your yeah. little nose and mouth.
Wrapped me up like a mummy.
Like what? Wait. We have not gotten, so we're rewatching it. So a lot of it is like new for us.
Right.
And we just watched.
Yes. So
the fire and then, yeah.
You're
yeah.
in 2 more episodes per where we are. And we're not sure, are they going to unwrap you? Or
are
we going to
be
see
wrapped
more?
For all
well, yeah,
episodes?
So, no. so subsequently, mm-hmm. after I miraculously heal with, you know, spotless from head to toe burns, apparently.
What? That happens? No, it doesn't.
And meanwhile, Jenny has like a scratch. On her cheek.
Wait. Are you telling us next episode they're going to unwrap you and you're going to be okay?
No. So do you remember? So then I come back. I crush out on Jenny. Do you remember? No.
Wait, we haven't gotten there yet.
Wait.
OMG.
Am I spoiling the next
one? No, but oh my God, Jen's blushing. I'm super excited. Oh, you okay.
Oh,
this
yeah,
is
no,
good.
No.
This
I come back to find her.
Oh, because we had such a moment in the back.
Which is honestly borderline like stalker. It was like, I was like in love with, remember?
Oh my God, she's had so many people in love with her stalking her on the show. Okay. Wait, so you're saying, oh, see, we don't even know this because we're watching as fans and it's all new to us.
Yeah.
So we've now seen you in two episodes, Up in Flames and Injustice for All, and you're wrapped up like a mummy. So you're saying you're not in the next episode.
So I don't remember if it was the following or the one after. At some point, they had me, they contacted me and they're like, you're coming back and you're, yes. Remember, I there's a phone call.
Nope, we don't remember.
Okay, yeah.
Nope.
There's a phone call. I had actually forgotten all this too because it was so long ago, but then someone like brought it to my attention, like some fan, they were like, yes, yes, there's a, and then I went back and what? There's a phone call where I like call her and I'm like having this like heartfelt moment, like, didn't you feel it too kind of thing? And she's like, you know, basically it's interesting because I could be completely imagining this, but I remember when I was going up for the part and I was reading the script, I seem to remember there was actually at one point, like even a kiss, like there was like a legit,
what?
Like,
wait, in the bathroom?
There was a legit lesbian, like curiosity moment, you know?
Wait, when, which episode? Wait.
I don't remember.
At the party?
I think it was in the initial meeting and they cut it, of course, because, you know, the 90s.
What? It must have been in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You guys thought you were going to die. So you made out. Oh,
I don't remember I wouldn't go so far as to say making out.
Dramatic.
I would say there was like a curiosity moment that was
cut. Oh my gosh. Oh man.
Oh, just.
I could be making this up and please don't like whoever's working for Fox and like this.
Why would you make that up?
I'm just saying I seem to remember that. And because it was so long ago and it was like not done at the time, they like cut that out.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Amy, our co-host and producer, who's like a sick fan, is going to lose her mind that you just disclosed that.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Yeah, find out.
And also, we'll see when you come back after Christmas. I'm sure you come back after the Christmas episode and we'll see what happens.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yes. We have an encounter in the living room and I remember I'm like.
What happens to your girlfriend though? You cheat on her or you want to cheat?
Did you break up with your girlfriend who was there for you the whole time you were in the hospital?
Yeah, she was good to you.
I broke up with her for you, my dear.
Oh, man. I feel bad.
OMG.
Things are getting nasty. Wait, okay. So you said when you auditioned for the show that you knew you were going to be in a fire and be burned head to toe?
No, I didn't. Okay, I knew all they told me was it was like, this is kind of radical for the time that they told me that it was, you know, a lesbian, high school lesbian, like, you know, plot. And of course, I was intrigued because there was nothing like that on at the moment. You know, it was fairly radical for its time, I have to say. I mean, it's impossible to believe that now when you think about how far we've come in such a short time. But that's how what it was like, as you know.
You're right.
So it's kind of incredible that was one of the first portrayals, really, I think, on network TV, maybe?
We like to hear this because we were so ensconced in it and it's so super close to home that sometimes we can't see how, radical is such a good word and ahead of its time. And
I mean, Will and Grace was very much like, you know, for it, that was considered really like a breakthrough.
True.
And this is way before that.
Whoa.
So do you remember getting the prosthetics and going through all of that? I remember just looking at you when you were done with that little, just the little parts. And there was like, they had like flakes of your skin coming out. Like you were flaky and it was so
disgusting.
Yeah.
It was a bummer. Honestly, I was like,
were you like, you got to be kidding me?
Legitimately bummed out, which was perfect because it worked for the role. I mean, if I'm going to be burned in the hospital, of course I'm going to be bummed. So I was just like, just not happy.
I was more concerned how long it took to wrap you as a mummy / Q-tip. Like it was.
Yeah. Did you get claustrophobic?
Yeah. That was a lot. Right?
I did.
Did you fall asleep laying there in that? What? Could they have to walk you to set, carry you?
I did get claustrophobic.
Ooh.
Yes, I did. Yeah. It was not fun.
Well, I can't wait to see what you look like when you come knocking on the door.
Oh, yeah. I'm like miraculously transformed. They must have had really great surgery back then for burn victims.
Oh, my God. As a fan, obviously, you two were in the scene, but the scene in the bathroom, that final moment, like watching you both were so brilliant, and it was such the moment. And Jen has talked about how you guys really kind of committed to being together because two strangers coming and you just had to go for it.
Yeah.
We wanted to hear your perspective on that.
Right. We had to just jump in with both feet.
Yes. And I was going to say, I don't know, Jenny, I don't know if you remember this, but that was real fire. That was not CGI.
No.
Yeah,
that was real fire. They lit something.
It was like a dangerous situation on set where there were, you know, there were fire marshals ready with hoses in case it spread. And like they lit a whole thing on fire. That is not computerized. So it was pretty scary.
That didn't exist back then.
Yeah, I remember just like, you know, when you build something up in your mind and with just reading the scene and thinking about how the scene's going to go and even rehearsing the scene. And then when it comes to the moment where everybody's on their mark, like the firemen are there, the makeup's on, like everybody's there and waiting and the camera's rolling and you're like, do or die. Go in.
No, yeah.
Literally.
Because they're not going to light it again, you know?
No.
Like, this is all you got. You got we're lighting this, go, cry, you know?
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. and you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You had such a, you know, you did a lot of acting roles. Are you still acting, or are you, have you sort of ventured more into the music?
Yeah. Thank you so much for asking. It's so interesting. I was sort of on this trajectory at that time. And, you know, also doing a lot of comedy as well. So not just drama. I don't know how much I can like divulge without it just being TMI, but let's just say, and I'm sure you understand, that the atmosphere back then for young women was challenging.
to say the least.
That's how I'll put it. Yeah, it was like really, it was kind of a toxic environment. It was tough to navigate, you know, and I felt really challenged by that. 'Cause I love acting so much. Like I have done it since I was a little kid, and I just, it's in my bones and it's just innate to me. And I really feel like pure joy when I'm doing it, whether it's on stage in a play or in, in front of a camera. And I miss it so much. I honestly do want to get back into it now.
What age did you start?
What were you going to say?
What age did you start acting? Oh. I actually didn't know you were a child actor.
Well, not on television, but on stage.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I've been doing theater since I was eight.
Eight, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I've been playing kids' parts since I was eight on stage. Yeah, and then—
Wait, can I just jump in for a second? I'm a huge horror fan, and it's a cult classic, so Dr. Giggles. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Giggles.
I had to give a shout out to that because—
That's so sweet of you. Yeah, Dr. Giggles was so much fun because I never get to play like the bitch, you know? Like I'm always like the sweet earnest, and it was like, oh, I get to play like the bad girl, you know?
Oh my God, I've never seen Dr. Giggles. So I have to watch it.
It's fun. It's campy and silly and
it's
just
so
fun,
great. That would be a great remake right now. Yeah. It would be. Okay, sorry.
It would be.
I digress. Please go ahead.
But like, yeah, no, like not to like, no, it's not a sob story. I mean, it's just kind of
good.
It's weird. I just kind of was like, I burned out on that aspect of it and just decided for my own like sense of artistic self-expression, because I also am a musician and I'm a singer and I've been doing that since I was very young. So I was just, it kind of took over. It just kind of took over. And I would spend my days doing that more. And then I ended up getting a record deal. And I just kind of, it took me in that direction, you know, but, and I will never stop making music or singing or songwriting ever until the day I die. So that it's not like if I got back into acting, it would be leaving that behind.
Right.
It's just that there's room for me to do both, I feel, you know.
You have a new release, don't you?
Yeah. So I have, it's almost done. I'm working on a new record that's coming out in, I don't have a release date set yet, but TBD, but probably around May.
Okay.
So yeah, if people want to like, you know, follow the Instagram, the YouTube, TikTok, Spotify, et cetera.
Tell them how to.
Well, everything's super easy. It's all under my name.
Perfect.
The hard part is spelling my name. That's the hard part. Yeah. Because people put the H on Sarah and then Melson is inevitably confused with Nelson.
Nelson.
So,
but everybody, it's Sarah, S-A-R-A, Melson, M-E-L-S-O-N. So give her a follow so you can listen to her beautiful music.
Yeah.
That's really inspiring though, that you've sort of shifted gears and chose to do something that made you feel good instead of staying in an environment that didn't make you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting. I really, really, really miss, I miss it. I miss it to the point where I do feel compelled to sort of re-enter. But now the atmosphere is much better. It's like we're, you know, we've kind of been working that out as, I mean, obviously there was a large hoopla, you know, about all the, you know, all Me Too stuff came out. And that was, I think, a cathartic moment. And I chose not to, you know, get into the fray there, but at least sort of watching from afar, I was like, okay, this is good. Like, this is a moment where, and you know, I'm not, I think the whole thing, there's obviously, we don't need to get into discussion about that, but suffice to say that something had to give. So it's like, now I think the environment's way better, and just the parts are, they're a better part. Like, there's so much more content. There's so much
definitely, especially for women our age.
Yeah.
Some interesting roles out there.
Good content out there.
And there's so many platforms now.
Yeah.
Literally, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Back in the day, what were there? 4 networks, 5 networks?
And
now.
When I tell like the kids these days, when I'm like, oh my God, you have no idea. I'm like, there were 5 channels on TV. Okay, you guys. I was like, you had to schedule.
They don't even hear you. Like, by the way, you can stop talking and save your breath, because that's like my dad saying, I used to walk to school in the snow. You know that now we're saying, oh, there used to be 5 channels and no internet. They're like, huh?
Oh my gosh. But literally there's so few roles that it was like, now there's a gazillion in one.
Yeah. And I feel like the roles are also more, you know, multifaceted. Yeah. You know, you're allowed to be a real person. You know, you don't have to be like this perfect doll. There was a lot of pressure on women back then, I feel like, on girls specifically, you know, like young girl, like when we were like coming up, there was like, I mean, chime in, but I personally, from my experience, felt like a lot of pressure on, like, not that there isn't still, on looks and all that appearance, but now I feel like you can go into the audition with the messy hair and they'll love it. They'll be like, oh, she's so authentic, you know, whereas it's like before it was like, oh my God, the hair was out of place, you know.
Yeah, we had to fit the mold a little bit more back then.
Comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, was booted!
Much of the joy you will find on the road comes from the person you share it with.
So you write the books, Gene. I've lost all on the business. I understand now. It's a wise man who marries a wiser woman.
But be careful and choose your travel partner well, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
Get down!
I'm not stupid, Gene. Something is going on, and it's high time you tell me the truth.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
So travel before it's too late. Your money will return, your time won't, and we're all too quickly approaching that final destination.
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, geez, I hope to see you acting again because you're so talented. You're really talented. You know that. You've been acting since you were a kid. You've done so much theater. I mean, you run laps around me for sure.
Oh, come on.
And I just hope that, where are you living now? Are you in Alaska?
I am still in the, I am looking at the Hollywood sign right now out my window.
Nice.
Aw. Is it clear out?
I'm literally looking at you and then I'm looking at the sign.
Well, that's so lucky. People love that.
That's a sign.
I had a house where I did that. And it was really fun. Are you in Los? Oh, I can't say on layer.
Yeah.
Well, give me your address.
Let's talk.
Oh my God! Now who's stalking who?
Jenny, this is going to take you back. Do you remember? So you know, Dan was in a band with my friend Rami.
Hold on, Dan, my very first husband
was in a band.
She says with a question mark.
Remember Dan? Remember?
Yep. Nope. Okay. I know.
So do you remember we were at the Mint?
Oh yeah.
Remember? Oh, and I think wasn't he playing with Rami?
What did Rami play?
Keyboards. And he's in the Foo Fighters now.
I remember Rami. I remember
Jake,
going to the Mint.
And the Wallflower.
The Wallflowers.
All those guys became the Wallflower. Yeah.
Yep.
Those are the
We days. Were on the ground floor of all that cool music.
I know. Well, we have to go out again. Let's do
that
it.
Would be fun. Oh, my God. Right. That would mean I'd have to stay up past 9 p.m.
You know what?
No, she doesn't do that.
Believe me, I have no interest in staying up past 9. So
okay, good. We'll get an early bird special.
Yeah, exactly.
And listen to some music.
You guys, I feel like a third wheel here.
Oh, you can come.
Please
you can come.
Come
with us.
Please.
Can I take this back, though? Okay, so you guys, okay, I'm going to bring it back around. So you guys are going to go out, hopefully not at a rave at a house and there's a fire that breaks out.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. But, so, do you remember, was there a window in that?
I don't think there was.
Everyone is telling us that there was a small, I'm making it really small, like, a window and
that we could have crawled out of.
Is this
no,
true?
No, we could not have crawled out.
Okay, see? There you go.
No.
I have to go back and rewatch it now.
You heard
I'm
it
obsessed.
Here.
Yeah, no, we definitely could not
Sarah
have crawled
would know.
Out.
Did you have you rewatched the fire episode recently?
Not recently.
You should. It's really you got to watch it. It's so fun to watch. So
I good. Watched it like a year ago because I had this friend over who was obsessed. And made me watch it.
So do people recognize you from your character on Anishwana?
You'll get a kick out of this. So, you know, my voice is kind of distinctive. Mm-hmm. So it's not just like the visual, but the voice. So I was standing in line at the post office. This is last Christmas. So this is about a year ago. I don't know what, I was just like getting stamps or something. And I was on the phone, but I was like trying to be quiet, you know, because I didn't want to be rude. And I was like waiting in line. And I was like talking to my mom or something. And all of a sudden, this girl kept looking back at me, just like staring at me. And then she turns around. She goes, "I'm so sorry to bother you. Are you Allison Lash?"
Oh my God.
And I
she knew the last name too?
Yeah.
How?
And you. Girl, you got some fans out there.
Okay. They're really committed.
And I go, yeah. And she's like, "I recognize you by your voice."
Wow.
So she heard my voice and then turned around.
That's like next level fans. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love
and
that.
And I was like, maybe I should be doing more voiceover.
I love that's what you took away from that.
I know.
You should be doing more voiceover work.
I know.
Well, you are very memorable in the two episodes that we've seen so far anyway.
So you guys are going to, so you're watching the others, they're coming up. Okay.
Every
well,
week.
Let me know if you need me again.
We'll be after Christmas.
Oh my goodness. Wait, I want to find out about this alleged kiss.
Yeah. I just remember them rewriting, like there were notes before we actually started shooting, like the day before. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, they took it out. I don't remember what it was exactly. I think
you relieved or were you bummed?
I was bummed.
Oh, wait, you guys didn't shoot it.
Are you kidding me?
I misunderstood. It was in the script, but you never shot it.
No. Yeah, we never shot any physical contact between the two of us. No.
I thought maybe I wish you had shot that because the way you're describing it, at first I was like, OMG. But now I'm like, okay, you know what? If you're in that moment, it's such an intimate moment.
I don't know if the fire's coming for you and you're going to be feeling attracted to someone. I don't think that was
maybe
the right
not
moment.
That, but it was just a moment like you're hugging your, like a.
But it may
the
have
last
also
person
been,
you're ever going to have contact
touch
with
your lips.
Physically. I don't know. Not
it may have also been
way.
Before, and it okay. may have been mm-hmm. after. So I'm not sure right. when it was. It could have been before, like maybe we're about to have a thing and then the fire breaks out. Or it could have been mm-hmm. after when I go visit her, because, you know, I had the whole storyline of my character at that point. And I go visit her and try to, like, get her as a, like, try to convince her to be my girlfriend.
Maybe it was there.
Or it could have been in there.
I don't know. I'm just loving hearing about it. Well, now we have to find out.
I know. I'm actually like super, super curious. I'm
we'll
just
find
like,
out.
But I don't like if a writer's out there and they're like, what are you talking about? But I seem to remember that because I remember being like bummed that they took something out or there was like some kind of like interaction on that level.
Yeah, because that would have been groundbreaking again.
Totally.
Because we had already done homosexuality, like an episode about that with the guys from the frat house. But there had never been any female storylines,
mm-hmm.
I don't think.
And then right. Kyle.
But then I think later Kelly does get another stalker. But maybe because I get confused all the time and I say, you know, people ask like, oh, what did Kelly go through? And I say, she was stalked by a lesbian. So now I think I'm getting those two crisscross. And I got burned with a lesbian and I got stalked by a stalker, like a regular, you know, just a regular run of the mill stalker.
Yeah. I mean, I not, you know, not to flatter myself or anything, but I do remember, you know, Kelly did not view Allison as a stalker at all. In fact, I think she did actually harbor some kind of attractive.
Yeah, you said that word. I don't think now that I'm recalling all of this, like, it's coming back to me.
And I feel like I somehow you thought you kind of
in
attributed
earnest.
Like because we had gone through that thing together, there was like this bond.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
We had a love there that was something different than it wasn't that didn't have to cross the line into like, you know, sexuality, but it's just like it was just like a connection,
a shared tragedy, a shared that was so scary. Well, I'm really glad that you're okay and that your scars have healed.
I'm so glad your little scar healed.
But well, maybe we'll hit you back up when we go through more
did you just say
story.
Hit you back up?
They don't say that anymore, the kids.
What the heck?
Is that over?
That was
now?
So cool.
Oh, I think
I think it's over.
Oh,
I'm supposed to say,
okay. Well,
"We'll eat you again."
Props.
No, that's not it.
What did you say? We'll eat you again.
The kids say, "Like,
stop it."
She ate that.
Wait, really?
Are you kidding right now?
But it doesn't have. It doesn't mean I'll call you again. It doesn't mean it means like you did real good if you say, "Oh, she ate that," and she didn't leave any crumbs.
What are you talking about? This is going in a whole different direction.
Sorry.
Than I expected.
It's just, you know, the slang.
That's also given the nature of our subject matter. I will not say that's what she said, but
that's what I was thinking.
Is okay, so I'll ping you. Do you like that better? I can't stand when people say,
how about calling on the phone, like old school? Because
we'll Zoom you.
No, we don't like that.
We don't like to talk on the phone. We'll Zoom you. Okay. It's more fun to see your beautiful face. Thank you for coming on our little old podcast.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful seeing your beautiful face and yours.
Great to see you. Be well.
Comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.